Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Jordan, how are you today?
I'm really good, Ryan. How about you?
Doing great. Welcome to our listeners to Old School, New School, a video game podcast.
I always gotta love this.
So before we even get started, welcome. If you're new to the show, this is only our second show, so chances are you are new to the show. We're kind of new to the show. But this is a podcast. Why don't you explain what we do, Jordan, in this podcast?
So we explain old school video games and new school video games. I'm more featured in the new school video games, and Ryan is more featured in the old school video games. So this time what we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about Warzone. It's a, sort of old game, but new game. It's really new, and it came out with Modern Warfare. You all should know this by now, that Warzone is a first-person shooter. So, when you first log into Warzone, you are going to have operators in your weapons class. Now, your weapons class can be useful when your loadout drop comes in. When the loadout drop spawns and comes in, that's when you have to make the decision on either going towards it and grabbing your loadout, or not going towards it, staying safe, and sticking with what you got. But other than that, you basically just got to survive, do bounties, or anything else in case you got challenges. But you got to survive, stay out of the gas, and stay safe in the safe zone. And don't die if you want to be number one on first place. So
Jordan had me try this game last week for the first time. Now, I haven't played a new school video game in 20 years. That's probably not true, but essentially it is.
20 years. Oh my god.
That's my guess. I could be totally wrong, but that's not like I've played Mario Kart in the last 10 years, but this is a different thing than Mario Kart is.
Yeah, it's a battle royale.
Yeah. So, I jumped out of the helicopter, pulled my chute. I probably died 5 times within 5 minutes.
You probably did.
Then I got into a Jeep, and I just cruised around for a while and pretended it was like a car racing game instead of a shooting game. And I had a ton of fun doing that. That was maybe the most fun I had with this game. Call of Duty, is that what we played?
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Warzone.
Okay, that's a very long title.
Very long, and it's made by Activision, where basically you first spawn. Basically, what happens is you first spawn in with a Glock 19 casual, and you'll get dropped into a training zone to get you warmed up. Now, a lot of people will be very toxic. What the new community calls it is basically just being an absolute, don't know how to say it, but that person that we do not like whatsoever.
Gotcha.
So, after being that person that we do not like whatsoever, you get put into the war zone. A plane will fly over, and a circle will spawn in. That white circle with the white line all around the map, that's the circle you got to stay in to survive.
Right. And I, except for one time, I did a good job staying in the circle.
Yeah, you did one. And then I see you driving towards
towards the gas. No, I get that. I know that. But then after I drove around for a little bit, I died, of course. And then I played again. And I don't know how many times I played it. But a handful of times. The last time I played, I did okay. I didn't die right away. I might have shot somebody dead.
Yeah, you may have shot someone. But here's the other thing. Now, I gotta mention this. When you first die, you don't have a respawn card by your teammates where they can pick you up. No. It's basically they can buy you back, or you can win the gulag. The gulag is basically like jail, but you gotta fight your way to the top. So you'll be put in a 1v1 with a random gun. So, say I get put into a 1v1 with a sniper rifle.
Sorry to interrupt, but what's a 1v1?
1v1 means player versus player.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
So, after you get put into a 1v1 fight, there will be another player on the other side, and you'll be on that side. So, say I get put into this match, and I die. So, I go to the gulag. They go through a nice little animation that they took so long to make. And after being put through that animation, you can either stay in your cell or get out of the cell and just roam around see what's going on. And a lot of people do get out of the cell, you know, see what's going on. But after that, they'll tell you when you're ready to fight. And when you're ready to fight, you gotta listen and you gotta be quiet for their footsteps. Now, as soon as you hear them, you wanna kill them. Because if you don't kill them straight away, there will be this flag that pops up. And if the enemy team catches that flag and captures the zone, you lose, you die automatically, and you lose the game. But if you are able to kill him or capture the flag, you'll get redeployed with only a Glock 19. And you'd either go back for your loot or go see if you can kill someone with the Glock 19, which I highly don't suggest.
So, I kind of got what you just said.
Yeah, I may have spoken a bit too fast.
It's fine. It's fine. I just don't know anything about these games. So to me, it's someone that plays them probably followed what you said perfectly. I did my last turn. I did get a new gun, which you seemed very excited about for me. So I feel like that was a good thing I did.
Yeah, you got a new... So, basically, with Activision, what they do is every season... This is a new season. This is season 2. But every season, they put in this brand new legendary gun that's top tier, and you gotta always have.
Is that the gun I got?
No, that is not the gun you got. The gun you got was the most slow ADS ever I've ever seen.
Okay, all right, that sounds better. That sounds more correct to me.
And what ADS means is aim down sights time. Okay. So, say I have an LMG, right? I have an LMG. The ADS time counts if you are going to be aiming down sights most of the time. So if you want something quick and fast, you do not want to pick up the gun that he had. I forgot the name of the gun, but every new season, Activision puts in new guns. Last season, they had a top-tier sniper rifle that I loved to death, and I always wanted it. But it was so rare. It was a legendary gun. It was so rare to spawn that I wish it was a rare item. But unfortunately, if it was a rare item, it wouldn't be top tier. But these weapons do go by tier.
So let me give my impression of playing this game.
All righty.
And then we can move on to the old school portion of the podcast. Because we did just play the one. We only had time to really do that one game last week. First of all, anxiety inducing. You jump from that plane. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure, again, if you play these types of games like you do, and I'm sure probably people listening do, it's probably not as much anxiety fills you as I'm like, all right, I don't know what to do. So I get down there. I liked flying. I mean, visually, it's awesome. It looks very cool. I like flying down with a parachute that I could cut the parachute, drop a little bit,
and then redeploy it.
Redeploy it, kind of be able to turn myself. One time I tried to go into the football stadium. That was a cool experience. Driving the Jeep was cool. Running around getting shot, I didn't like as much, but it was cool. I like trying to shoot people. Like, it was all. I think it's a fun game. I think if you're someone who plays those types of games, it's probably a lot quicker to understand what's going on, get the hang of it.
Yeah, so basically what I usually do whenever I'm just bored and I just want to kill some time, I usually play Warzone, and sometimes Warzone matches can take an hour, sometimes it could take 30 minutes. It really depends on your play style. Some people like to play it very competitive and very try-hardy. Yeah, I don't even know if that's even a word, but I know try-hard is a very good word.
I liked try-hardy. I don't know if it's a word either, but I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, but people like to play it very try-hardy, and they like... You'll see a bunch of people making stereotype videos about this. There's the camper, try-hard, the guy that just fires randomly, and he thinks he's Rambo or something, and then there's the guy that just wants to play it for fun. Now, the guy that wants to play it for fun, he just wants to play it for fun. There's no other way to put it.
That's who I would be.
Yep.
I think.
And then Rambo would just be spraying it everywhere, thinking he's good, but he's really not.
Gotcha. Okay. So, let's talk about old school games.
Yes.
So, as I've told Jordan, and I'm sure we mentioned last week, I'm supposed to bring in a classic NES console or my little NES modeling kind of thing. Found out where my little NES modeling box is. That's at my father-in-law's house. He did not find it for me over the weekend. So my guess is he's not going to find it. No offense to him. He's a great guy. But my guess is it's probably gone. Or he'll find parts of it 2 years from now. I would be the same way. It's not a slam on him. So I ordered a new one last night. So we'll have it by next week, and we can play those games. I spent last night looking for my actual NES in the basement. Found it. Found one controller. Found the box. Found my games. No power cord. No second controller. All right. No problem. Found a bunch of power cords in a tangled mess. Untangled those. Hooked it up. None of the games would play. So then I took a couple games apart. Cleaned them all with this little cartridge cleaner I have. Put them back in. Still don't work. So today we will not be playing video games once again from the old school version. But Jordan and I are going to... I'm going to show Jordan a couple videos of some walkthroughs of games that... I loved from being a teenager. So we're going to quickly do this, and we'll talk about it as we go through it. So this first game, Rastan, an arcade game. Never really... I think it did come out for a console, but it was a very different game. Like, they had to make changes of it because of consoles' bit allowance as opposed to arcade games, which you could have better graphics and stuff.
Holy! So, 1987.
Yeah, 1987 was a stand-up arcade game. I loved it so much. Used to play at this place, Rogers Campground. Now, to you, Jordan, this probably doesn't look like much, but this was state-of-the-art back in the day. So if you're listening and want to check it out, type in Rastan Walkthrough into YouTube. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to watch the whole 33 minutes of it, but we're just going to watch a little bit, maybe skip around. So I'll describe it to the audience. You're a big, muscled warrior guy with this giant axe on a huge handle. I don't know how you would even swing that. It's a side scroller. You're kind of just jumping, ducking under things. Different creatures and monsters are coming to attack you. You have to kill them. You can get... He just got a little gem. Gives you more points. I don't know. More power. I'm sure there's a kind of a health or strength bar at the bottom, it looks like. This game was so awesome. Oh, he's got the flaming sword now. Jordan, what do you think just looking at it?
This was top tier?
Yeah, this was top tier.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
He just died. That's not good.
So from the looks of it, very, very, very different from what you'd see in Warzone and all that.
Yes, graphically a whole different...
Because in Warzone, they've got 3D. This one, it's 1D or I think 2D.
Yeah, so it's... You're just seeing There's no perspective shot like there is in a modern game.
Yeah.
You're just seeing...
This is just all pixels.
Yeah. But it was so much fun. I loved this game so much. Watching it makes me want to play it so much. Now, playing it now, even I, the old school gamer of the two of us, I would probably get bored playing this game. But as a teenager, this was it for me. And another thing, just watching this and thinking about, see, you got some more health. There you go. A lot of these games are the same setup. And maybe they are, too, with Call of Duty and all that. That essentially,
yeah,
you're walking through. Bad guys are coming at you. Sometimes you have to jump over water. There's stuff that drops from the sky that can hurt you. There's a boss at the end that you have to kill to make it to the next level.
Yeah.
This is sort of, he has entered a castle. Says, you are a brave fighter to have cleared such a difficult stage. It didn't look difficult.
Yeah, it didn't look difficult at all.
It might be. I mean, some of these old games are pretty hard to actually do. Whoever's playing this, obviously, on this video is good at it, so.
Holy dang.
Yeah, so I did really like this game a lot. So anyway, go check out Rastan if you want on YouTube. And if anyone has a line on how I can play this game now, please let us know.
So I was talking to my father a couple of days back when we first made our podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the one game that he loved was Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, of course.
Donkey Kong is a very classic. It's basically how the Mario series kicked off.
Yeah. He was Plumber Man or something then, I think. He wasn't even called Mario yet, but
yeah, he wasn't even called Mario.
Yeah, that's the first instance of Mario, I believe. And I think on the thing I ordered last night, I think we'll be able to play. Have you ever played Donkey Kong?
Oh, I've only played Donkey Kong once, and it was in an arcade.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and all I was doing is going back and forth, just jumping.
Yeah.
I remember this was when I was like, what, not even 10? So I'll just sit. So my mom would usually take me down to this arcade down in, I don't know where, but it seemed like Rutland?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rutland had an arcade at the mall. Yep.
Yeah, at the mall. And I'd.
Dream Machine.
And I would usually go in and ask my mom, hey, mom, can I have some money so I can go get a couple of quarters so I could play. She said, yeah. She would go follow me. I would walk into the arcade, put in the money, get a couple of quarters, and I'll walk around playing skee ball, Donkey Kong, and all that. When I first saw Donkey Kong, I was like, wow, they actually brought this? Huh. And I didn't even know this started off the whole entire Mario series. I thought it just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I looked at Donkey Kong and I'm like, so I'll give this a shot. And when I was playing it, I'm like, oh my god, there's so many things I gotta focus on. So as I'm playing it, there's a couple of kids around me that are watching me, and I see their scores. One kid had almost 100,000 for a high score.
Wow.
And after I died, I'm like, oh, well, that's got to be it. I'm out of quarters. So I die, walk back to my mom, and that was it. That was my experience of Donkey Kong. That was the only experience I had.
Gotcha. Yeah, Donkey Kong is such a simplistic game, but it's kind of hard. I mean, it's fast-paced and... And maybe we can revisit that with this new thing I'm getting. But so the second thing I wanted to show you, I also used to go to arcades a lot. I don't know that I went to the one in Rutland because I didn't live around here then. But Sega, video company Sega, they had the Sega Master System back in I'm not sure what year the Sega Master System came out. 87 is when this game. So we'll say 86, 87, the Master System came out. My parents, give you a history of it. My parents were divorced at that point, so there were two houses. I had an NES at one house, and my dad got a Sega Master System for his house, which was awesome, but it meant I couldn't bring one game from one house to the other, but that was all right. I was the only person I knew with the Sega Master System, but it had some very cool games. This is one of them. I watched this last night. I can't believe I thought this was so great. It is insane how boring it looks to play. But I love this game. It was my favorite game on the Master System, probably, at least early on, until they got, I guess, better games. But it's called Zillion. It's set in the future, I guess, outer space. It's kind of hard to tell, but we'll watch a little bit of it. Again, if you want to follow along at home, I'm going to just mute the sound. Go to Zillion Walkthrough on YouTube and you can check it out. Essentially, you're this guy whose name could be Zillion. I don't know, his name could be Andrew. I have no idea. And you have to, you board this spaceship and you have to go into different rooms, and there's some robotic bad guys you have to kill. But it seems like it's kind of like a maze. And you go into different rooms, shoot things, and get codes that allow you to make it to the next room. Jordan, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're seeing on the screen?
So, what I'm seeing is completely made out of pixels. This is actually amazing that you guys were able to do this back then. I can't believe it. Because what I'm seeing right now, this is what started off video games completely, is these old-fashioned games. And when I first saw Donkey Kong, and when I went to the arcade and all that, I didn't even realize this started off the whole entire gaming series. I just realized, oh, well, maybe this popped out of nowhere one day. Someone just had a brilliant idea, you know. But apparently, I was completely wrong. I actually didn't know this.
Yeah, and I think like a game like Zillion. So right now we're seeing he's the Zillion character, or Bob, who knows what his name is. Goes through this room and gets different ID cards that then open up, shut off a laser beam, or open up a door so he can go to the next place. And I just remember, as a kid playing this, and, you know, I go through the room, get all the codes I needed, then go to the computer to type in the code, and have forgotten one and have to redo it all again. It took me forever. Yeah, the graphics on this, just the difference between this and Rastan, even that difference is amazing. Rastan looks so much better than Zillion does.
Yeah, I do gotta say, Rastan does look better than Zillion.
And came out about the same time. I think, yeah, it's, like I was saying earlier, I think it's just a difference between an arcade game with a bigger chips, bigger motherboard in there, compared to, you know, a home console that didn't have that much power to look that interesting. Oh, he's got to level up. I don't know what that means. So anyway, a few years ago, when I got an NES, a friend of mine was like, I have these NESs. Do you want one? I was like, 100% I do. And I had a class with a different student who I don't think you know, Jordan, used to go here. And he and I both got very much into old video games. And I was really contemplating buying a Sega Master System so I could play Zillion. Watching it now would have been a waste of my money. I don't think I would have enjoyed this at all.
Yeah, I don't think you would have enjoyed this either.
For nostalgia's sake, maybe. Oh, see, he just walked through the laser beam. I think maybe I would have enjoyed it a little bit because I would have been like, oh, this is when I was 13 or whatever. But, yeah, so that's our old school portion of the show. And again, by next week, or the next episode anyway, Jordan will have played some. Now, Jordan, have you ever played Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah. I've played Super Mario Maker, Super Luigi Maker. All
but
my
like
friends.
The first Super Mario Brothers.
I have played what seems to be the first.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Because in this game box that I'm getting, in theory, the one I have that I can't find, has the first three Super Mario Brothers and a bunch of those kind of games. So I was just wondering if you'd ever played the first one. Which was amazing. I still think it's probably a very good game. But
yeah, I could say it is. I could say that still to this day, Super Mario Brothers is still a good game.
Yeah, Nintendo, not to badmouth Sega and their Master System, because their next console, the Genesis, was great. So, I think Nintendo just did a really good job with the Mario franchise. And I guess Sega had it a little later with Sonic the Hedgehog, which was an awesome game. So they kind of had their own character you could really enjoy, like Mario and Luigi, and it was a really super fun game to play. Have you ever played Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, I've played Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. I really don't like it compared to other Sega games.
Yeah.
But I do gotta say Sonic the Hedgehog was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because they made a whole entire cartoon series.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Out of this guy and.
And a movie now. A few years ago, a movie came out that I didn't see, but.
Oh, yeah, Sonic the Movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Jim Carrey and.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've never seen it. I don't know much about it, honestly.
Yeah, so basically. For Sonic, I gotta explain this quick. For Sonic, you're the main antagonist, Sonic the Hedgehog. You're basically running around through loop-de-loops, trying to avoid Dr. Robotnik's, evil robot army. Now, Dr. Robotnik wants to, I think, either capture you or kill you. Either way, it works out for him. And if he kills you, you lose the game, and if he captures you, you lose, and captures you and kills you, then you lose the game. That's from what that's my experience with Sonic.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a game I would like to play again too at some point.
Those water levels, though.
Yeah.
Those things, I'll tell you what. Nothing else makes me more angry than dying by water.
Well, it can't be a fun way to go. So I'm with you there. I guess that wraps it up for this episode. We talked about Call of Duty, Zillion, Rastan, and then a little bit of Mario and Sonic at the end. So we covered old school and new school. What game do you have for me next to play?
Well, I'll give you a nice little riddle from that game.
Okay. What a nice way. It sounds like a fun way to end the episode. Let's hear it.
Alrighty. So, the riddle might be a bit confusing.
Okay.
But, what do you have to do in order to live the life that you live? What do you have to do?
What do I have to do in order to live the life I want to live?
Like say the apocalypse does come.
Okay.
What do you have to do? What would be your first main thing to do?
Well, I need food and water.
Yeah, you need food and water. So, if you need food and you need water, then All you gotta do is look around for food and water. But the main thing you gotta do is survive.
Sure.
And so I pretty much just gave out the whole entire thing, but I'm pretty sure the people that are listening know where I'm going with this, and I'm pretty sure you don't know where I'm going with this.
You're 100% right. It's some sort of survival game.
Oh, yeah. It's some sort of survival game. I will show you, and I will play on my pro account, which I have at my house. So hopefully it won't go as bad. But I will tell you this. The game is very scary with the NPCs that they have.
Scary?
Oh, yeah. These NPCs like to...
What is an NPC?
NPC means basically AI that you can react with.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interact with. And this current AI, which I don't like whatsoever, is called a Milurk.
Okay. Even that sounds scary.
These dudes like to pop out of the ground and get you. But, unfortunately, we're going to have to save that for the next episode.
Okay, I can't wait. I look forward to it. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to this.
Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed. Everyone have a very nice day. Please stay safe and always wear your mask in public areas.
Love it. All right, thanks, Jordan.
All right, bye.